Footscray Council is about to enforce the law which prohibits animals being in a place, a shop, where food and drink is being served. It's against the law, folks. And let me just make clear, in case you're in doubt here, I am lucky enough actually to be an ambassador for Guide Dogs Victoria. I do a lot of work with that fantastic organisation as a volunteer. And I have no problem, of course, with service dogs going anywhere. And in case you didn't know, service dogs are allowed to be anywhere. If you have a service dog, either an assistance dog, if you're low vision or vision impaired, or for any other reason, and it is your registered assistance dog, don't ever be told that you can't bring the dog in, because you can. But if you're just someone like me who has an adored pooch, I've got a 10-year-old chocolate lab who's as dumb as a box of hair, but I absolutely love him. If you try and drag that dog into a bar in Footscray, and now it would appear some other councils as well, they're now starting to enforce the Victorian legislation which prevents dogs being in there. Aaron Donato is the owner of the bar Josephine in that part of the world. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
Tell us about your bar.
We've been operating for about 3 years. We've been dog-friendly for almost three years.
And where are the dogs allowed to go in the bar?
They're allowed to go where the customers are allowed to go.
Okay. So wherever the customer is, you can take your dog in there. Do the dogs end up by accident or by intent making messes of themselves from time to time in your bar?
I've had more messes from drunk patrons and children than I have from dogs.
You serve alcohol, but I understand you don't serve food. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
But you've been breached by the council for not complying with the food standards code because you have live animals around what you're serving.
That's correct. I dispute that the code actually specifically says animals aren't allowed in dining areas, but that's what they've come at me with, yeah.
Well, this is we're hearing this from the Director of Planning Services, Nigel Higgins, there at the local council, the Maribyrnong City Council. How did they find out about what's going on in your bar? Was there an incident there, Aaron?
Look, we've never made it secret that we are a dog friendly bar because we didn't think we were in breach of the law. So it's across our social media, as it is other bars in Footscray and beyond. You know, there's a big dog community in the home of the Western Bulldogs, mm-hmm. and the bars, by and large, are supportive of being dog friendly. And none of us were aware that it could be interpreted as illegal.
I don't think it's a matter of interpretation, Aaron. I get that you don't like the idea, and that's perfectly reasonable. But the current Australian food standards permit the following. Yep. You can have assistance dogs, of course, allowed anywhere, as I said at the beginning of our conversation. Pet dogs are permitted only in outdoor areas that are not enclosed. It's up to individual businesses to decide whether they allow pets in those outdoor areas that are not enclosed. So what we're talking about there really is out on the street. So if you've got some tables and chairs on the street, you're allowed to have your pet dog out there lashed, I guess, to the legs of one of the chairs. But it is against the law to have them inside. So I guess, mate, you've been fairly caught and fairly breached, no?
Perhaps. I think the law needs to be changed.
Tell me why.
So, as you said, assistance animals are allowed, right?
Yep.
Not everyone that has a disability or a social anxiety is registered or has a registered service animal, but they do have a pet. We've got a lot of customers who live alone, a lot of our day trade, and they live with their pets. And at least one of our customers said that he's not going to come back to the bar without his dog, and he's ultimately not going to leave his house as much. So it cuts out, for that specific section of the community, it cuts out a weekly social interaction that they wouldn't necessarily get if they weren't allowed to have their animals in the bar.
Maybe they could just have their animal outside on the footpath. Do you have chairs and tables outside?
We don't. It's a narrow footpath.
It's a narrow footpath and you can't do it there. Well, look, here's the problem, though.
The talk about whether they're on the street or inside, I don't really see the difference. I don't see why it's why they're allowed outside, why they're somehow more clean outside than they are inside.
Oh, well, I think that speaks for itself why a dog outside is not the same as actually being in an enclosed space, for all the reasons that some people have allergies, some people are afraid of dogs, some people don't want to ingest their drink or their food near an animal. But it seems to me there's a possibility here, Aaron, that Bar Josephine might have brought this problem on themselves. I'm reading here from the City Council, from the City of Maribyrnong, that some of the complaints that were made about Bar Josephine included that there was a dog on the bar, actually a dog standing on the bar. Were you there that day that happened?
I'm not going to deny it. The council have photos of a dog with their owner being propped up at the bar.
So you allowed a dog to sit on the bar. Oh, mate. I think that was your first mistake, wasn't it?
Perhaps, sorry.
Yes. No, look, I get it. I mean, called on that is out on that is slightly embarrassing, but you've maybe it was a matter of, you know, if you didn't push the envelope so far, you might have got away with this.
But isn't that just as bad, getting away with it? If it's in clear violation of the law, why is it okay to get away with it if not being flagrant?
Having a dog sitting on the bar, I mean, even as a dog owner, that would tick me off.
No, I agree.
Like that.
I agree.
All right, so what do you do now? Are you going to try and appeal to the local city council, or maybe even are you sparking a bar-led change to the legislation in Victoria?
The council have made it very clear that this is a fight at a state level. So we've got good representation here with our local member Katie Hall.
Yep.
So it's time to lobby her and have that chat.
All right. Well, look. Good luck. I hope it doesn't damage your business. And I'll see if I can stop by Bar Josephine one day. Good on you. Thanks, Aaron.
No worries. Thanks, Virginia.